This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, the 1,000th broadcast of Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel. We think this is a special day for us. We hope it's a special day for you. As you listen to today's program, the last part of a message about the cleansing of the temple, where Jesus came in and cleansed the temple that had been turned into a commercial business by those who were money changers, those who were setting up booths, selling items to use for sacrifice. We continue with the conclusion today on Cross Hope. Now, the most interesting passage in this passage is about the children. Look at verse 15. But when the chief priest and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did and the children shouting in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. And they're mad, and they even challenged Jesus. "Do you hear what these kids are saying about you?" "Yeah, I do." Jesus says, "And haven't you heard in Psalm 8 that God ordains praise from the lips of children and infants? Do you know that your children sometimes will say something profoundly spiritual and you do a double take and say, 'What did you say?'" Every parent who has a child that's raised, I think, and not necessarily raised, I'll give examples of kids who weren't raised in a Christian home, say profound spiritual things. But your children perhaps have said things that convicted you about your attitude. And it was said by a 5-year-old. It was said by a 7-year-old or a 10-year-old. I read a powerful story this week, a man who said that he was proud of his atheism. He and his wife were raised in a generation of, "We don't believe in anything. We don't believe in the Bible. We're sophisticated. We're hipsters. We're cool. We don't believe in anything." And he said that's the environment that the children were raised in. And he said this. One day he said, "I was talking to my daughter, I think 7, 8, 9 years of age. And she said, 'Dad, I don't agree with you that the world just happened. There had to be something to start the beginning of this world. There had to be some power.'" And he said, he's now a believer, and he said, "Isn't it interesting? Here's a child raised in an atheistic, non-believing home telling an unbeliever, 'There's got to be more to this life than just an accident. We're not just a cosmic accident, but there is a creator. God has ordained praise from the mouths of children and infants.'" I want you to get the progression here. Holy makeover, the Lord comes in, he cleanses the temple. What needs to come out of your temple that you know what it is? You know, that's very private. You're a husband, your wife doesn't even know some of the garbage that needs to come out of your life, and you know it. You're married and your husband doesn't know some of the garbage that's got to come out of your life, but God knows, and you know. And you know in your spirit. And then the Lord does the healing of spiritual blindness and spiritual lameness, whether it's untreatable or not. He's the one who can treat it. He's the one who can cure it. You let the Lord come into your life and do a cleansing, and you let him do ejecting of things out of your life that shouldn't be there. And you let him work in the spiritual blindness where you say, "I haven't seen things in my life, but now I can see them. The scales have come off my eyes, so to speak. And now I can see that which I couldn't see before. I'm no longer lame. There's capacity for spiritual movement, spiritual progress, all at the hand of God." Jesus is in the business of doing makeovers that you would never be able to do on your own. I could never do on my own. I really believe that. But you know what you do? You decide. You say, "Lord, permission granted. Come into my life and do a makeover." And you know what? He will. He will, because he can. Let's pray together. Well, my prayer for you on this 1,000th broadcast of Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, that God will work in your life in a powerful way. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.